Good morning, Value First Nation. Welcome to another episode of Value First AI Daily. It is Tuesday, September 16th. Nico, how you doing, man?
Doing well, sir. Doing well. Another day of AI news. And another week of some interesting reports. You know, I thought, could have sworn we talked about this the other day. Could have sworn the nail was in the coffin on the AI hype. But apparently, that train is still rolling down the tracks. In case you guys missed it, we were kind of talking about AI hype this weekend. And talking about how it really is amazing, at least to me, that people are still using that word. And we're like 3 years into this. So it's really odd. I've never seen a 3 year hype cycle, but like if this is AI hype, then somebody should be writing the book about like how magnanimous the amount of hype is, I guess. Cause yeah, it's really odd to me. And then on the, to sandwich that was another article about how, I look at video as article at this point, might as well be the same thing, and they're going to publish it anyway. So another article about how there's new job openings and they're not what you might think. They're actually job openings for humans to correct the AI mistakes.
Oh, and man.
When they went into some detail about it, at first I was really blown away. I was like, wow, like that, there's no way. Like the programmer said that this was going to happen, but I just don't believe it. Like how could it, I've been using, like, there's no way that this stuff is getting worse. It's only getting better. Look into the story and it's like, oh yeah, it's almost only specifically in the area of images, and almost specifically it's either images or copy. And it's basically people who tried to use image generation and couldn't quite get it there. And I guess got too frustrated, so they decided to ask a human to try to fix it for them.
Yeah.
And somehow, like, that's getting paraded as like, oh yeah, see, it's not that great, because still need human.
Well, yeah, we're going to find all of the ways to define human in the loop and all these things about human importance. But if only, there was like some kind of co-founder like named Armesh that has been talking about this for several years in terms of like this is the AI will take your job and give you a better one, like in the flesh. And like that, the thing that sucks is that because we hate change, it's being portrayed as, oh, you can get your old job back. Like, nope. Like, right. Don't do that. Because they're not coming in to fix anything themselves. And like, the easiest thing for anybody to do is like the move to coaching, like understanding your role is now a coach in almost any regard to digital stuff, whether you're coaching an AI assistant, an AI agent, or a human using those things. Right? Like, you are not the one fixing, because I guarantee, even if these fixers are brought back in, it's going to be like rework and redo if they try to fix it in the old ways. Right?
Right.
Instead of using the AI tools who got you that 90% and understanding how to get them to the last 10%, especially with stuff like Nano Banana and whatever it's called now inside of Google's tool.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, you mentioned the 3 year hype cycle. Meanwhile, Google, like, I can't wait to see this story like in 10 years about how much they knew was coming. And they had to be like, y'all ain't ready yet. So like whenever you guys are ready, we're going to start rolling out things that are blowing your mind like every month. But like the way that they've had to sit on all of this Like, because when Nano Banana like started being talked about, the ability to edit, and not just edit, like, and I'm not like I've never used Photoshop. I try to avoid things like that. That's not my cup of tea. But the ability to layer, and like the way you could build video game models like from the image, like not just adding text to an image anymore, right? Actually managing visuals in a way that you hadn't been able to before. And that's where, again, we come back to this convergence where if they can do it, if their model can do it, either the other models are going to develop too, or they're going to use Google's model to support doing it in their tool, right? So just this, if you've got to find a way to get to this coaching mindset of like, if you're, and it's hard, right? Like your whole duty paradigm, like the whole like IDing your value as the person fixing the thing.
Yeah.
Like it's, you got to find a way out of that.
It's just not viable. It's not a viable business model anymore to, you know, and I guess you could sort of look at it along the lines of, I don't know, the way that things have been going, which is to say, how many fix-it repair shops are there altogether? Like in life for stuff, right? Like there's not a whole lot anymore because it's really kind of not a thing, right? Like, either you know how to do it or there's a service that does it for you. And that really, I don't, like the fact that we're struggling with that, and we're struggling with just a continuance of that and like a further degree of separation. That's what kind of gets to me. It's almost like we said like, yeah, no, I want some autonomy. I want more autonomy. Definitely. I wish more of my life was taken over by this. Whoa, what did you do over there? Well, you're coming into my job now. No. Stay out of my job. So I said it was okay with the groceries and the scanning and stuff. Not my job, though. No, it's okay with the TSA and everything and all that, but not my job. And unfortunately, you can't have your cake and eat it, too. Can't put it in one place, but not put it somewhere else, right? I got to tell you, I really enjoy not having to take my stuff off at the airport anymore.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because like, Big Bear is under there, right?
That's that little logo. It's all, man. And that's where, like, as HubSpot's been rolling out so many of these AI tools, especially the data cleanup and data insights tool, like the only reason you wouldn't have caught this, like as it was happening, is because you think that's like your job, like you're important, you have to be the one doing that. Mm-hmm. But when it's using the system and developing these systems to show you what's wrong in the system, like at the click of a button or even without the click of a button, the very next step, it's its ability to solve it for you, right? And as it easily clicks to take you to the tool, to know the context of these situations, to be aware, like, that's where it has more context than you can possibly have in most situations. So why wouldn't you ask it to take the next step, right? That's mm-hmm. where like human in the loop is still important in lots of cases, but it's not to be the fixer or the builder. Right. It's to be the architect in the beginning and the coach during the process, right? And coaching from a perspective, you want to get to the point where you don't have to check like the end result. I remember when George started just creating content like nobody's business, like, mm-hmm. and then in his talk at Inbound, he used the word like feeling guilty, like sometimes for how good it is, like, but getting to the point where you get so good at the development of the project and the instructions and the AI has learned from you, it's just, again, it, just like a human employee, where they get good enough, they know the voice, they know, you don't have to check all their work before it goes out the door. You start checking results from the work like instead, and then you use the results like, oh, this post didn't perform as well. I have no idea what was in it, but like the results changed. So maybe we should take a look at that post now. Right. And in the meantime, not look at all these other posts that crushed it, because that's the system working. Mm-hmm. Right. And, like I'm going to keep sharing the story from yesterday, because I have to basically, like, if I were a true like managed services firm, like you mentioned the services that do it for you part.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're in it to do it for you. And now they have AI to do it for them. Mm-hmm. Right. And that same AI could easily do it for you instead. And you kind of, there's a middleman there that you could just pop like, okay. And by the way, HubSpot's making that as easy as ever. Right. All of their tools are basically for that, because that middle piece has gotten in the way of adoption. And anyway, different conversation. But yesterday, if I had that mindset, I am attacking my own bottom line.
Yeah.
When my goal of delivering this scoping document is that they can try to do everything themselves, to the point where on the call, I pull up the data model document because we're going over that. It's got a list of properties that need to be added. Prior to the call, I had started inside of their portal with Breeze Assistant. Like, hey, man, do these 7 properties exist yet? And it says 1 does, 6 do not. Would you like me to create those 6? I didn't do it then. I waited until I was on the call so that mm-hmm. I could say, yes, please. And it creates the 6. And that's stuff I'm supposed to be getting paid for. Like the whole concept right. of the scoping stuff is like I'm going to build the project and you're going to have to pay me because this is a way that I say it needs to be done. Yep. Right. And instead on that call, and this is the magic moment, this is what solves all the other problems we say that we care about, like adoption and time to value and usability and understanding and then expansion. Because if you don't get this first layer, you're never going to expand. They're never going to buy more. They're never going to say your name out loud to anybody else. But the leader of marketing and sales says, So I think what you're saying is I should be the one doing this stuff. And I was like, that's it. And it was coming from a place of, should I be spending my time understanding the back end of HubSpot? And that's how it came out. And I'm like, no, you're not, like, yeah. Let's not call it the back end. But when you involve yourself in this way, you're the one with all the business context, the goals, how the team uses HubSpot, how you want them to use HubSpot, the stuff that can't be communicated effectively to an external resource. So yeah, if it's you in there doing this stuff, and I love, this is like my new favorite like light bulb moment for people in HubSpot, when a leader understands how much value and leverage they could get out of HubSpot if they're the ones like involved, yeah. Not only to build stuff out, but when your team sees you doing that, guess who wants to use the system more? And guess who's ready? Even if they don't want to, they're willing to participate more than they were before. Right. Because if the leader's doing it, I probably need to do it too.
Yeah. Right.
And that's like worst case scenario, like feeling obligated because of the leader. Best case is like, oh, this is as important as I thought it was. Now I'm all in and we're going to get shit done faster than ever before. Right. And that requires me saying, I can't be the one building anymore. Like, even if that, I got to figure out a different way to make money because it's disingenuous of me to say, here's a doc that I know you could give to Breeze Assistant for it to do half of the things for you. But I'm going to suggest that it is in your best interest as a business, as a leader, to pay me to do it instead. Makes zero sense, right? In all of these situations, like there's going to be plenty of people, there's been a huge gap in the in most B2B ecosystems of this coaching layer. And that's why I'm so bullish on this AI stuff. AI is going to force everybody into that layer.
Yeah.
Because that's where the human value is and should be, right? Talking to each other and now talking to AI as well and making all of these things work together. So I'm high energy today, man.
I can feel it. Like, but you're not wrong. I mean, it is an evolution, right? Like we like to think that where you came out and where you started your career and where you dug your heels in, okay, that this is all, whew, I made it. I think a lot of people, when they say they've made it in their career or they're like, they're in their career, I think what they mean is I've gotten to the point where I don't have to learn anything new. I've learned everything I have to learn, and now I just have to execute on it, and I get paid a fair amount of money to execute on it, so it's a good life for me, right? And yeah, I mean, look, that's not bad, right? But it's not innovative.
Right.
And when you're trying to move forward, you have to innovate. And when you're evolving, you need to do things differently, and you have to stop doing stuff the same way. And what's worse is that if what you were doing was something that was so easy that you basically came in and came in and, for lack of a better term, coasted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, that's like the first target for, hey, we should free up that time and do something better with it, right? Instead of just not doing that. And to your point, this is like DIY, but digital DIY, right? So that's like the best way because like as you're sitting there talking about it, I'm like, man, this so reminds me of when I had to, when I first moved into my first apartment, bought an upright washer dryer, had no idea, bought it off eBay, had no idea that there was a difference between the electrical needs for upright versus whatever, versus just, you know, your standard models. And the plug was completely different. Go to call an electrician because I'm like, yeah, well, I guess I'm going to need an electrician to come out here and do this. I'm going to have to hire an expert, come out here, and, you know, they're going to have to bill me per hour in order to fix this plug. This is going to suck because they're going to charge me per hour. I'm sure that the thing is only going to cost, you know, $15. Guy on the phone was like, yeah, you know what? Why don't you just go down to Ace Hardware and pick up this thing? It's only $6. And just when you take the panel off, you unscrew that thing, you screw this one on. It's real easy. Put the panel back on. Like, you don't even have to worry about, you know, shocking yourself or anything. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you know, real nice. Like, I'd come down there. I'm just real busy.
Exactly. Right? Like, it's not worth anybody's time, yep, at this point to do this stuff, right? Like, yep, nobody should be building, like, if you know which property, like, and obviously there's so much nuance around this, which is why we focus on context and teaching people how to have a conversation with AI, so they're not just making properties willy-nilly all over the system. But if you know exactly what you need and why, and you know AI can do it for you, there are so many things as humans that we could create value with in other ways, right? And so let's do that thing. Let's enable others to do those things, because they've got a list of 10 ideas in their head almost every day that they can't touch. And just the insight of, like, do I need to learn HubSpot's back end? Like, this whole approach, like, it's like we're not allowed. Like, oh, I'm the sales leader, I don't have any technical chops, I shouldn't even try to be creating properties in HubSpot, right?
Right.
But when you cross that gap, it's like, oh, this is not that hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately for us right now, like, because we like making content and teaching people, all it takes is showing this, but it is a must show. Like, it is so hard to just say it out loud and then truly understand like what it means for Breeze Assistant to like create these properties on your behalf and then give you a link to the data model builder to go see exactly what just happened, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's not as much black box as you think there is. And that's really through those things, like, and maybe it's through those, like getting stuff done, you know, ability of a leader, they start to understand the system so much better. And when you understand how HubSpot's, that was always the thing. And I know a lot of admins feel this way. It's like, man, if I could just get the team to sit down and understand how HubSpot works as a platform, like this connects to this, everything would be so much easier. Well, they don't want to do that, right? They don't, they've got other jobs to do. HubSpot is not their job. Mm-hmm. Right. What is their job is business growth and like enabling teams. And that's like, it's so gratifying to get a leader to decide, oh man, I need like to be spending more time in HubSpot. Yeah. Like if I do that, now there's impact. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll wait for it. That's the thing. Like with AI, an assistant right there, like the time to value. If we know that everybody cares about time to value, and that's going to be a question we get when we're selling HubSpot or implement, like, well, if that's the number one goal, here's assistant. Like, here's, you could do it right now. You could spend all week if you want. And now we're done with a 90-day like implementation project. Like, that's my personal goal with these docs and the scoping. Like, here's the next step, because that's the challenging part. Like, there's 10 different ways to do things. Now there's like 100 different ways when you involve AI and agents. Yep. And all my monitors just went black, so I'm glad we're back. but yeah, man, different world. And that's where there's a place for lots of humans in this space. It's still on that call. And the other consultant that was on the call that brought me in, because I have this other knowledge of the platform, and now they're learning how to do this and approach it from that perspective. But this whole reversing this dynamic of I can't do it myself, so I need somebody else to do it for me, right? AI in the middle can do a lot of this stuff for you. But it requires, you know, some coaching, some architects, some design, to understand how all this fits together. And that's where everybody should feel safe in terms of knowing that that spot is there. It's just, it's going to be a minute before organizations. I mean, the one obvious thing is when organizations have decided to just get rid of all the humans, like they're usually feeling the effects of that and hiring a bunch of people back right now. Yeah. Because yeah, like, yeah, it's so much work to be able to do that effectively. And that's where if you weren't enabling your humans in the first place, AI is certainly not going to fix that problem like for you, because it needs all the same context that your humans didn't have, right?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, no matter where you want to get with this stuff, like, and I see it all the time where people really do. They want like super minimal input to get this like maximum quality output. Which to me, it's like those people fall into that category, in my opinion, of like, hey, if you keep using this thing, you might kill your own level of creativity and like creative thinking. Like, yeah, that's that crowd. But at the same time, I see. What's that?
It's the new SaaS lie. Like prompt engineering will solve this for you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, no. Right. Like it's got more than one response, folks. Like, yep.
I mean, like anything, even tool wise, right? Like anything that we put together, anything that we build, the application we were building, we spent, you know, if that was a legitimate thing, we probably would have spent 3/4 of the time doing the research before we even remotely started doing any sort of like front end design. Right. And that's because you could see as you tug at like one thread of research, it's like, oh, well, maybe I should look into this other thing. Oh, I should look into that thing too. Oh, there's this other thing I should look into. Oh, there's this other stuff. And it's like, for me, you're just pulling on this, these, like, this wealth of knowledge, right? And it's the exact same when it translates to your CRM. You start using Assistant and you start poking around, and all of a sudden, oh, well, I didn't realize that I could see data like that. Oh, I didn't realize that I could ask my data about this question. Oh, I didn't realize that I could just build out my own objects and properties. Oh, I didn't realize that I could start creating my own associations and reports and stuff. Oh, really? I can already just put, you can help me put workflows together? Like, that's the way it should be. Like, I don't know, you know, and maybe I am already, I guess I'd call it AI spoil. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but it seems like it sounds something like this. It is to the point for me that, like, if your UI sucks, I just stop using your software almost immediately. And when I say UI sucks, if it takes me more than 5 seconds to find the feature I'm looking for, your UI sucks. I don't care how harsh that sounds. Just whoever is doing UI UX on your stuff, if your UI, if you hide something in your UI, a menu button, something, and it's not, here's where the olive branch exists, development software, right? So unless it's like dev software, hardcore, right? Which HubSpot is not. When you're on, like, here's how much HubSpot is not, okay? As much as everybody wants to say, like, oh, this is a difficult job, like, it's a hard job to learn, you don't need a degree. You don't need a degree. It's a software platform. You could learn it as fast as you can learn it. That's how difficult it is. However fast you want to learn to use HubSpot, that's the degree of difficulty, right? So using it is not a degree. It's not like something that you should put a moat around and say, like, well, at least I know all of the things of HubSpot. Congratulations, you managed to become a knowledge base. Awesome. Right? But that already exists. So now what is your value compared to a knowledge base that can service billions of people where you can only service however many you can, right? Like, you lose immediately. Your value just disappears. So it becomes not the fact that you know that. It becomes your application of that and how you're able to help other people understand what it is that you know, right? Because educating people is still a thing. Not everybody learns the same. Not everybody's going to want to learn from, you know, a person or like from a machine or whatever. They're going to want to learn from a person. So, you know, there is value. It's just not in the same things that we've been doing over and over and over and over again.
Surprise! That rote thing, like, is like, yeah. This is another episode of Value First AI Daily. We're going to be publishing what we did this weekend too, and a couple episodes of Tech Stack Reimagined. Did some fun stuff. So those are going to be available on the podcast later today. But until tomorrow, Nico, have a good one, everybody.
See you then.